Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Sangeeta Chopra, working as Principal Scientist in Indian Agriculture Research Institute, New Delhi. And this is a project that we are working on. I'm working with Dr. Randolph Baudry and also Dr. Norbert Mueller from Mechanical Engineering, MSU, joined us at a later date. And this is a project funded by Global Center for Food Systems Innovations, and it's on evaporatively cooled solar refrigerated storage structures for storage of perishables in India. So just to give an idea of what kind of conditions we have in India is that the post-harvest scenario is something like, So a lot of produce is often, there's a glut and it's thrown on the streets. As you can see on 2011 and 2014, when the prices go real down, and it continued up to 2017. And the reasons we would say is like there's a glut in the produce and there are insufficient cold storages. And we are talking of around 100 million smallholder farmers. And India is the second largest producer of fruits and vegetables. So there are a lack of cooling facilities and there's unreliable electrical power in the villages. And so there's a potential for solar-powered refrigeration and evaporative cooling. So here I would just like to take a minute to show that this is the solar insulation, and these are the this band is the temperature. So in the month of March, April, May, the temperatures go real high. It's around 40, and it goes to around 50 degrees also. And where the humidity is kind of low in these months, and in the rainy season, the humidity goes high. So the potential for evaporative cooling would be at this duration in these months, whereas we would think that solar refrigeration could work in the other months when there's evaporative cooling does not work because of high humidity. So the evaporative cooling goes as far as, well, from long time we've been using it, and it's used for storage of food in 1890s, and this is another pot with wet sand causing evaporative cooling, used for storage of perishables in Nigeria. So we also worked on evaporative cool storage structures in India, and mostly all of them were brick sand brick designs in which the walls, each wall is made of a brick sand brick layer, and the sand is wetted. So in New Delhi, it's around 2 decades we've been working on this. From 1989, 2002, I've done this work in Ludhiana. And so all these are hot areas, and in Ajmer in 2013, all of them are around 2-ton capacity. And the design is the brick wall, the sand, and the brick wall. The sand is wetted. So the results for this evaporative cool structure are, it did increase the days of storage in the structure. So we saw like 32 days for a quinoa is a fruit, like an orange. And cauliflower, say, 11 days versus 5 days. So sometimes these storages are successful. And Randy and I visited Ajmer, some villages, to see the successful EC structures. As you can see here, they're storing petals, even groundnut seeds, and getting good results. Whereas sometimes they are not really very successful. So when we went to Ajmer, we also saw some structures which were like poorly maintained. As you can see, this part is wetted and this is sort of painted. And here the roof has been blown off and is not repaired. And it was in some of these villages in Ajmer that we visited. And the roof where it was blown off is now, the cats are living there now. Yeah, so that's it. So we wanted to see what are the reasons for the evaporative cool structures not being so successful. Why are they not successful? That was the question. And what else can we do to make them cooler? So we redesigned these structures. This is the project, of course, for redesigning the structures. And so we thought that the idea was to have an entry stage cooling in which we would have a better designed evaporative cool structures, and in combination a latter stage with solar-powered refrigeration. We would say latter stage because the farmer, these are expensive. So the farmer could start with the evaporative cool structures, which were efficient, and then if he got enough profits, he could add on to that solar-powered refrigeration. So that was the idea with which we took up this project. And we did some modeling, and we found, if you see the BSP is the brick sand brick wall, And it has a high thermal mass and a low thermal transmittance. And when we did this simple mathematical model, we found there are some other walls. Instead of a brick sand brick, we could have some fabric wall here or a pervious concrete which had a lower thermal mass and a higher thermal transmittance. Maybe it would cool faster. So we wanted to test this, and so the y-axis here is how fast the product cools. It was predicted that the product would cool faster in the fabric wall structure or evaporative cooled. And if you see, the model predicted that the produce would cool much faster in a fabric wall as compared to a brick sand brick wall. So we continued with this idea, and instead of the brick sand brick, we thought maybe a pervious concrete thinner, pervious concrete wall, or just a film of water along the walls in form of a fabric would be helpful for evaporative cooling. Why have brick sand brick? So we built these prototypes in IARI as entry stage, and this you can see is the brick sand brick structure being made here. The results, it's like a 100 kg structure costing $250 with a high thermal mass and a low thermal transmittance, and produce cools slowly. So this is the traditional design with some improvements. And this is the pervious concrete structure, and the same size but costing less because it is thinner and a lower medium thermal mass, cools faster. And then this, just the fabric. The fabric was supported with the mesh. So it's a 100 kg structure costing $80 and low thermal mass and high thermal transmittance, and the produce was cooling really quickly in this. So it was most effective. And if you can see here, this is the, so the blue line here is the, it's a day, 5 days data, and this is the ambient temperature, goes up to 40, 45, and the black line is the brick sand brick, whereas the a golden color is the pervious concrete, and this was the mesh-supported fabric. So we thought that the mesh-supported fabric, the fabric, just the fabric, I say mesh-supported because the fabric needed some kind of a structure. And so the fabric wall could be a good wall. So the fabric testing was done here by Randy at MSU. Many of the fabrics failed, but so the water just fell down. We wanted the water to pass through the fabric, spread all over, for effective evaporative cooling, and this is the fabric that we chose, and we used it in India. And we also tried other material other than brick, for example, autoclaved aerated concrete blocks, which have a much lower, 1/7 of thermal conductivity of that of brick, for making the roof, floor, and columns of EC of the evaporative cool structures. And here you can see Randy in action making the roof for the structure, 100 kg structure. So we constructed the 2-ton evaporative cool structure here, and installed the mesh part, the fabric wall, instrumented it, and we got 2 tons costing around $2,500 to $3,000 for a prototype. And it started operating from February 2017, and a second identical structure has been constructed and fitted with solar refrigeration. So if you just for a minute see this data, this is for the evaporative cool structure of that fabric wall for two tons. This is the ambient temperature, and here I would like to show the orange line is the inside dry bulb, and the purple line is the produce. So when the water was, this is the effect of water. So when the water was in the fabric, the inside temperatures were pretty low as compared to the ambient, like 10 degrees reduction. And when the water was, we stopped the water connection to the fabric, and it neared to the ambient temperatures. And then the water started again, and we started the water, and the temperature reduced again. So you see how the produce increases if there's no water. So we wanted to see what would happen if there was no water. So this is just that. And then we built the second stage. So with refrigeration, we added the insulation material inside, and some part of it was missing. Well, there's something missing here. So we, along with solar refrigeration, we wanted to have no batteries because batteries would be a lot of maintenance. So we decided on a thermal storage system, and I will describe how. So you can see Norbert. Sorry. Wow. Something happens. Okay. So this is Norbert here, and this refrigeration system was designed, and it has a heat exchanger here. The evaporator coil is extended into this drum, which we fill with water, and this evaporator coil cools this water. in the drum. And that water is used for cooling the room during night time when the solar panels are not, when there's no solar energy. So that was the idea and for this system, and we fitted it in IARI. You can see through the fabric, the evaporator in Delhi, and you put in the refrigerant. And here you see initially when the thermal storage system was for cooling was not working, the water in the drum sort of froze. In the evaporator coil in the drum, the water froze while the refrigeration system was working during the day, which did not cool the room in the night. Thereafter, we put up a reservoir of water in these pipes up below the ceiling of this room, and we circulated this cold water, transferred all the thermal energy from here into this reservoir through this pipe, and there was no more freezing. So the refrigeration system was effective during the day, and that particular reservoir, having cold water, was cooling the room during the night. So this is what we have here, and so this is how the structure looks like. And we use some kind of shading here to prevent direct sunlight. And it has been completed in IARI in Delhi. And we put up, used mylar sheeting. We wanted to reduce the cost, always keep a tight control on the cost. And so mylar sheets for the insulation and also thermocol. So this is how the inside walls look like. And if you see the data here, this is the now all those lines which were very close to the ambient lines in evaporative cooling just came down. And this is the green line is the average temperature of the produce, the temperature of the produce over so many days. And this is how the ambient was. And this is the drum water temperature. So it was during the day, this is the day, that it cooled. The produce also cooled and the water also cooled to around 0 degrees, but did not freeze. And then at nighttime, it started heating, but kept the room cool. The produce also heated up to a certain level, but the average temperature of the produce was 9.59 degrees. So that's what we achieved, and so hence we have established a theory that this cold storage that we've made here with the fabric walls and very low-cost insulation achieves an average temperature of nearly 10 degrees when the outside temperatures are 45 and nighttime are 28. Relative humidity is 80 to 85. The water-based thermal storage system to store the cooling potential, that is cold water circulating under the roof, it obviates the need for batteries, electronics, and security risks. And the inexpensive wall insulation and the evaporative cool fabric walls reduce the capacity of the refrigeration system. And the costs were fabric structure, 2,500, as compared to a brick sand brick structure, which was 3,500. So we could reduce the cost by $1,000 here. And this, of course, costed 5,500 for a 2-ton structure, refrigeration. These are some visits, and this is our research team in Delhi. And this is the innovation is a low-cost entry vehicle into on-farm cooling strategies for a small-scale farmer. That's the fabric evaporative cool structure combined with solar power refrigeration for lower temperatures. Thank you.